The Auckland Business Chamber is part of New Zealand's largest business network organisation and part of the New Zealand Chambers of Commerce Network. It is a membership-based organisation and part of a network of more than 13,000 chambers of commerce internationally. We're joined now by Auckland Business Chamber Chief Executive Michael Barnett to talk about the current climate for Auckland businesses going into now week five at alert level four lockdown. Michael is also on the board of the World Chamber Federation. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Michael. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Michael, firstly, describe the current business climate in Auckland.
I think if you have a look at Auckland, you know, we are the engine room of the economy and we're basically on pause. It's, I think, a devastating time for business, but more so for the SME. And when you look at the economy in Auckland, it's about winners and losers. So, you know, the winners are the supply chain and supermarkets and perhaps lawyers who are doing employment issues. But the losers are hospitality, accommodation, retail, tourism. I think the large businesses, they have strong balance sheets, support from their shareholders, support from their landlords, support from their banks. But the SME doesn't have the same reserves. They don't have the same support and they're under immense pressure.
I've heard a figure of $1 billion a week we're losing, you know, with the Auckland economy. That figure is true, and how dire is that?
Look, it absolutely is. In fact, I would suggest that it's higher than $1 billion and probably closer to that one and a half. And the reality is when you have a look at what the cost is, you have to ask, is there a different answer to the way that we treat our economy than going into a lockdown that then has such a huge economic cost and a huge cost on people?
Are those the sort of, you know, conversations that you've had a lot over the last, you know, four plus weeks with members and, you know, putting strategies and other alternatives forward? Because the way we're going at the moment, it's looking more and more likely that, you know, going into lockdown is not really a good economic option, as it were.
I don't think you can go into 2022 with the belief that a lockdown is the right answer. And so if you take your $1 billion, or if you took, say, $100 million a day that it's going to cost Auckland, you need to remember, you know, we're the engine room of the economy. We're not a sick bay for this economy. So if you took your $100 million, you'd have to ask, what could I build that was fit for purpose, MIQ, outside of Auckland so that the risk to my economy was taken away from here? And is there another way of, you know, looking at it this way? So I think those are conversations about having an appropriate health response and then at the same time having a healthier economic response.
Michael, some strategies, you know, to kickstart Auckland economy post-lockdown, and what the most urgent need is right now for the Auckland business community?
Yep, it's an interesting question. And if I was looking at my business, so if I'm a business person out there, I think what I would be doing is looking at what I was doing well before the lockdown, right? And then I would focus on that and put all my energy into that and not the things that I wasn't doing well. So first of all, identify what I was doing very well and then focus on that. Look at the sectors that were doing well, like construction and housing and infrastructure. And then if you look at all of the associated sectors with that and try and put, look at the products and services that they have and try and have your business associated with those. But most importantly, have a plan. Share the plan with your people. Develop an attitude with your people and build a team that have a plan and then execute and execute it together. So that would be my advice for the small, medium businesses out there at the moment.
In terms of ongoing discussions at local government level or at the government level with regards to support and, you know, the wage subsidy, how has that been received or utilised by the, you know, the business community in Auckland, Michael?
I would say that the communication between business and government, and it's mostly central government that we would have conversations with about support, and most of us would be looking and saying this government has served employees very well. Right from day one, they have had a subsidy in place and they've looked after them. But I have to say to you, if I'm an employer and I'm going to get the wage subsidy for you, as an employer, I have to apply, I have to do the paperwork, I have to make the payment and do the tax payments, and the government asked me to top it up to 80% of what you were receiving before anyway. And so it turns out that the employer has a cost. And then on top of that, he's got his rent and his rates and his utility costs. So there's a huge amount of cost that the employer is having to carry. And there's a sense that government have not done as well in this area as they should have or could have done. And I think that's going to be an ongoing conversation, because we'd be fooling ourselves if we didn't believe that there isn't going to be further lockdowns.
Michael, some crystal ball gazing, you know, what will it take or to return to pre-COVID lockdown levels? And, you know, what's the sort of length of time we're looking at in Auckland? And are there, you know, opportunities coming out of lockdown with so many impacts on the local economy in Auckland?
It's going to be interesting as we go back in, because if you have a look at the number of businesses that applied for the wage subsidy in August. So I think that was about 300,000 firms in Auckland were paid out in August. And for them, they had to be 40% down in their revenue. So if you take those firms alone, you've got all that pent-up purchasing that people haven't been doing, all those pent-up services that they haven't been buying. Once the lockdown is removed, you're going to have catch-up time. And then once you move through catch-up time, you're going to be getting close to Christmas. So I think between now and Christmas, if we get into the right levels of openness with our economy, it's going to be reasonably good. I think one of your frustrations is going to be what you can see in your supermarkets already, the shelves that don't have stuff in them, right? So, you know, for the construction guy, is there going to be timber available and jibboard and all of the things they need and all the componentry to build their houses? And that goes across the board. So I think your frustrations and your recovery is going to be that supply chain.
Michael, finally, other than the wage subsidy, what can, you know, you suggest or recommend to, you know, well, especially we've been, you know, touching on SMEs today, avenues of support during lockdown?
I think, you know, some of the big areas that I would have liked to have seen a bigger focus on is support from landlords. And so it would be good for landlords not to be able to, you know, to call in their contracts with their tenants during a lockdown period. You know, same for the banks, for them not to be able to call in on mortgages, for people to be paying on time, you know, those are all good things. One of the realities that we have is that all of us are going to have a look at how we do business and how we can do business differently in future, because we're going to have to be doing business differently than the way that we have been.
Michael Barnett, Chief Executive for the Auckland Business Chamber, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you.